And then the second book, all the years that I had been working as a producer and AD and film and stuff, and I would be with a bunch of friends and we'd be telling stories, and they would say, "Man, you got some great stories. You should write a book." And I'd say, "Yeah, right. I'm going to write a book, sure." You know, but then I jokingly said, "If I ever do, the name of the book is going to be Circumstances Beyond My Control," because when you're working as a producer, and I don't mean the executive producer who's in charge of everything, I mean a producer for hire, which is what I was. People would get a job to do, a film to do, or a commercial to do. They would then hire me, and my job would be to make it all happen. So that's what's known in the business as a line producer, and that's what I was doing. And what you learn very quickly is that once things get started, once the shooting starts, it's kind of like a war, and the best laid plans usually don't work out because things happen, and it's crisis management, and it's really circumstances beyond my control. So you just try to, you know, stay on the horse as best you can and keep the train on the tracks and mix all your metaphors like I'm doing right now. But anyway, that book kind of wrote itself because all I had to do is just sort of close my eyes and remember what happened on these jobs. And so it was great fun to write. And in that book, I really did contact a lot of my old friends that I've been out of touch with for years. And one of the things I did in that book in particular was to insert where I would tell a story and I would say, "Well, now Ken Licata, who was the director on this job, remembers this a little differently." Then I would quote his email where he said, "Oh, you're crazy. It didn't happen that way. It happened this way." So there's a lot of that in the book, and people that have read the books tell me that they really enjoy that and see that there's, you know, that sort of byplay between me and my former colleagues and stuff, and it's kind of fun.
The third book, of course, is not finished, but I know what it's about, and you mentioned her name earlier, and so the people that don't know, Elizabeth is your wife. Well, let's give a shout out to her and tell us about what she's doing, because we like what she's doing, and her website, I'll give it as soon as you're done with that.
Okay, well, we met in Summerstock in 1967. I met her in July. We got married in November. There was never any doubt in my mind from the moment I met her. It took a little while to convince her of that. And what she's doing with her life, she was a singer, a fabulous singer, and a wonderful comedian. She sang all over New York and with the San Francisco Opera. She did leading roles and so forth. And somewhere in the early 80s, I guess it was, she had a kind of a spiritual awakening. And as a result of some dramatic illnesses that she had had and recovered from, she decided that her role in life was to be what she calls a wellness facilitator, I think is what the term she's using nowadays. And she works with seriously ill people and counsels them, and she also writes a blog and gives a lot of the spiritual wisdom that she has learned from several masters and that she's learned through the years. And as we often say, she dragged me kicking and screaming into enlightenment. And she's the best thing that ever happened to me. And the third book is about some of the travels we did together and about our breakup and our reconnection. And I don't want to give away all the gag in case the folks want to read it sometime, and we'll have a little bit of fun with that. But anyway, she's a wonderful woman, and I thank the universe every day for hooking us up, and I thank her as well.
A big hello to Elizabeth from me, and Elizabeth Hepburn, HEPBURN.com, if you're interested in finding out more about her. And of course, she's going to be a big part of the subject of the third book. EntertainmentBooksByBen.com, you'll find three stages there. Circumstances Beyond My Control. You know, your publicity says 5 decades in entertainment. It's more like 6. Almost.
Well, the first two books cover 5 decades, and by the time I'm done, it'll be, you know, 6 plus, I guess. But I try not to act my age. I don't believe it. I think 80 is the new 50 now. You know what I mean?
There you go. I agree. I couldn't agree more. And that's a whole topic of discussion right there on its own.
Indeed.
But we've run out of time together. I do want to give you the last word if you want to say one last quick thing.
Somebody asked me once, you know, what would I like the readers to understand about me? And I got a quote for that. And it's from the end of Cormac McCarthy's No Country for Old Men, which is a brutal book, but it's got some real beauty in it. And there's a character in there called Sheriff Bell. And I read this and it jumped right out at me because it's kind of like what I feel about my life. And this is the quote. "It's a life's work to see yourself for what you really are. And even then, you might be wrong. there was always some part of me that wanted to be in charge, pretty much insisted on it, wanted people to listen to what I had to say. But there was a part of me, too, that just wanted to pull everybody back into the boat. If I've tried to cultivate anything, it's been that.
Wow. Well, the book is your book is profound so far in my reading. What you shared with us today is profound, and this is profound as well. Profundity at its best. Thank you so much, Ben, for being with
us. Thank you, Felipe. I've been loving talking with you.
It's been a real pleasure, and a pleasure connecting with you and staying connected all these years, and for many more years to come.